Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Tonight, Lady Esther presents the Screen Guild players in one of the great classics of the screen, the Paramount picture, Ruggles of Red Gap, with Charles Laughton and Charlie Ruggles in their original roles. The Lady Esther Screen Guild players in Ruggles of Red Gap. The happy days before the war. Springtime in Paris, and all the world is gay. With one exception, His Lordship George, 8th Earl of Bernstead. Waking from a fitful night's sleep, he regards his breakfast with a bilious eye as this gentleman's gentleman, Ruggles, the perfect servant, looks on anxiously.
Sir, you're not touching your breakfast, sir.
I don't think I can go it, Ruggles.
Anything wrong, sir?
Everything. I had dinner last night with Mr. and Mrs. Proud.
The Americans?
Yes.
Sir?
They taught me their native card game.
Magistress, sir.
I say, Ruggles, how are you about shocks?
Shocks, Your Lordship?
Yes, upheavals, the slings and arrows of outrageous fortune, all that sort of rot.
I trust I've always stood up to them pretty well, sir.
Then I fancy you'll do yourself all right in America, Ruggles.
Me, sir? America.
It's as painful to me as it is to you, Ruggles.
America, sir. A country of slavery.
I think that's all finished. I believe some chap by the name of Lincoln did something about it.
Will it be North or South America, sir?
North, I imagine. Somewhere on the West Coast, Ohio, one of those Indian places. The chap's a sort of a millionaire.
The chap, sir.
The Egbert Johnny, Egbert Plough. Money, no end, mines, lumber, domestic animals, that sort of thing. And his wife has taken a great fancy to you. So he'll be coming over presently to collect you.
To collect me, sir?
Well, I had three of the eights, you see. Not knowing he had a flush in clubs. Naturally, the higher hand...
Am I to understand, sir, that I was the stake?
I'm going to miss you, Ruggles. Very much.
Yes, sir.
Well, I hope you understand, Mr. Ruggles, about my coming over to get you.
Yes, sir, Mr. Flood, sir.
Believe me, I ain't any joyouser about this than you. But that's just that wife of mine, Mr. Ruggles. I tell you, when she gets riled, she'll fight a rattlesnake and give it the first two bites. Well, here we are. Yeah, go ahead in, make yourself at home.
After you, sir.
You all right, but you're too darn polite. Oh, Effie, we're here.
I beg pardon, sir. About my duties.
Oh, don't worry. They'll be starting soon enough. Effie's got some darn fool idea for you to get me a new lot of clothes. I don't know why. I got 10 suits already.
Indeed, sir.
Yeah, yes, sir. 10 suits. And every one of them checks. Yeah. Now, what do you think of that?
Checks do very nicely for the country, sir. What else have you?
Yeah, what else? Well, ain't 10 suits enough?
No plain blue, sir?
Well, no.
A pinstripe, possibly?
No.
Perhaps a herringbone?
Perhaps a herringbone? A herringbone? That's a good one, Bill.
I beg your pardon, sir.
A herringbone. Herringbone, just like I was a poor fish or something, huh? You sure had me there for a second, Bill. You see, I'll tell you, clothes is my one extravagance. That's why I got 10 suits.
Yes, sir. All checks.
Egbert?
Yeah, well, here he is, Effie. I brung him.
Well, Ruggles, so you're really here. Didn't you nearly perish with surprise?
No, madam. When taken off my guard, I always try to fashion myself upon the Sphinx.
The what?
The Sphinx, madam, a cumbersome but instructive monument situated in Egypt.
Oh, yes, of course, in Egypt. Ruggles, I'm so delighted that we've got you. I just know you're going to love it in Red Gap.
Red Gap, madam?
Yes, our hometown. In Washington, you know. I'm afraid it's a little bourgeoisie, but you'll find a few of us that really do care about what's happening in the hot Monday.
Of course, madam.
And now, the very first thing, Ruggles, you must take Mr. Flood out and buy him some clothes.
You know what for? I got 10.
Quiet, I'm talking. Ruggles, You tell him for his own good.
Well, I dare say he could be smartened up a bit, madam.
You Well, I dare say more than that. Now, look here.
Egbert! Egbert, fix your tie.
Oh, all right.
Now, Ruggles, I won't need you this afternoon. After you bought Mr. Flood some new clothes, you can go with him to the art galleries.
Art galleries, madam?
Oh, Mr. Flood adores them. Well, art is his emotional outlet. Isn't it, dear?
Oh, yes, sure. That art stuff is just as easy as skinning a coyote.
Oh, Egbert, don't use those vulgar expressions. Stuff, skinning a coyote. Ruggles, tell him what he ought to say.
Well, sir, you should say, upon my soul, how splendid. Or should you wish to be a little more racy, good egg might be permissible.
Good egg. Upon my soul, how very splendid.
There, you see, Egbert? It's just as easy as skinning a coyote.
You know, look at me. Striped pants, gloves, and ankle braces. You got me looking like that bantam rooster after it was run over. Well, at least we can have some fun now, anyhow.
In a sidewalk cafe, sir, may I remind you we were instructed to visit the art galleries.
I'll sop up all the art I need right here. Yeah, sit down, Bill. Make yourself comfortable.
I feel it my duty to point out, sir, that there is a certain difference in our walks of life.
What? Well, you ain't ashamed to sit here, Colonel.
Oh, of course not, sir. But when it comes to sitting with one's superiors...
Your superiors? You trying to say you're better than I am?
Oh, no, sir, believe me.
Well, then what are you making such a fuss about? Come on, sit down and rest up a bit.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, now you're talking, Colonel.
Excuse me, sir, but you must remember to address me simply as Ruggles and not Colonel or Bill or Mr. Ruggles if you were overheard, sir. People might take us to be equals.
Is that so? Well, listen, where I come from, everybody's equal, see?
I dare say that does very nicely for America, sir, but you must realize that in civilized society, such a condition could never be tolerated.
Oh, is that so? Well, all I can say is... Hey, wait a minute. Hey, you there, Jeff! Jeff Tuttle!
Yoo-hoo!
Well, what do you...
Well, it's old Sardo!
Yes, sir, by Jiminy, it's him. It's old Jeff Tuttle from Red Gap. Oh, Jeff, what do you know?
Well, if it ain't Big Chief, I had a cell.
Well, you knock-kneed old Siwash. Didn't think you'd recognize me with all my new beadwork on.
Me not know you? Why, you old leghorn, you...
Say, Colonel Ruggles, shake hands with Jeff Tuttle from the state of Washington.
Howdy, Colonel. Put her there.
I beg pardon, sir. I have no military title. Whatever, never having served His Majesty, even in the ranks.
Forget it. Any friend of Sardo's is okay with me. Say, what's the matter with sitting down?
Sit down, Bill.
Yes, sir.
Jeff, you old lizard, where'd you turn up from?
Europe, yeah. We've been all over Europe and Italy. Cathedrals, just one church after another. See, what's the matter with having a drink?
Well, all I know how to say in French is beer.
Well, you leave that to me. Hey, waiter. Tray, whisky, soda.
Oui, monsieur.
Ah, you hear that? That's French for highball.
Well, what do you know? How'd you ever learn that, Jeff?
Well, it took me some time to get the accent.
If Mr. Tuttle will be good enough to excuse us,
Sit down, Bill. Take the load off your feet.
But Madam gave us definite instructions.
Oh, Jeff, he means Effie. You know how Effie is.
Oh, sure do. Colonel, that woman can bite through nails.
Really, sir? That impresses me as a feat beyond human capabilities.
Well, I'll tell you she can, Bill, so you better sit down.
Your drinks, monsieur.
Oh, thanks, Charlie. Wait a minute, Charlie. Get us three more whisky soda.
Oui, monsieur.
Oh, look at that. He got me right off.
Well, here's looking at you. And you, Colonel.
Well, go ahead, Bill.
Yes, sir. And may I offer as a toast, gentlemen, the hope that none of us will be bitten through like nails.
Well, here we go. Three rousing cheers.
Yahoo!
Yahoo!
Yahoo! Yahoo! Yahoo!
Let's drink. Well, what do you say, old horn toad? Another round?
Sure, you old spavin' maverick. Another round. What do you say, Val?
Yahoo!
Yip, 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 yip.
Well, say, he's getting awful noisy, ain't he? Jeff, why did you let him get in this condition,
My
Jeff?
Condition is quite normal, sir.
Tickled.
Oh, isn't that awful? My goodness, it always affects him this way, don't you know? Next thing, he'll be telling dirty stories.
Stories? That puts me in mind of an amazing wheeze, sir. It's really a corker. It runs like this, sir. Why can't a man have a nose 12 inches long? If you are familiar with it, I should prefer not to continue.
Well, I don't know. I've been on a lot of railroad trains, but I never heard that one.
Then I shall elucidate the answer. But understand, sir, a certain nimbleness of mind is required to get the point. Why can't a man have a nose 12 inches long? Because if it were 12 inches long, it would be a foot.
Very funny, very funny.
Yeah, very, very funny, yeah. Yeah, I guess it's time to take him home. Home. Holy mackerel, I clean forgot.
Forgot what?
Your home, America, Red Gap, Washington. We got a rush. We're sailing tonight.
The second act of the Lady Esther Screen Guild play will follow in just a moment. Now, a word from Lady Esther.
I'd like to ask you one simple little question. And all I ask you to do is answer yes or no. Now, here's the question. Can you honestly say you are happy about the appearance of your skin, completely satisfied with it? If the answer is no, if your skin is not as soft and smooth as you'd like it to be, the fault may be with the daily care you give it. And changing to Lady Esther face cream can make a swift and amazing difference. For this one cream does all the four things your skin needs most for beauty. And I prove it. Not in 30 days or even 30 minutes, but in 30 seconds. Yes, in half a minute, the patch test proves every claim I make. All you do is smooth Lady Esther face cream on one patch of skin, like one cheek. Wipe it off. Then compare that patch of skin with the rest of your face. See how much brighter and fresher it looks. Touch it with your fingertips. Feel the difference. Miracles. But when you see and feel difference in your skin, I know you'll want to keep on using Lady Esther face cream forever. It so thoroughly cleans your skin, softens your skin, helps nature refine the pores and leaves such a wonderfully smooth, flattering base for powder. And remember, the patch test proves all this right before your own eyes, right on your own skin. Proves it in one application of Lady Esther face cream. Don't miss this exciting experience.
And now the second act of Ruggles of Red Gap, starring Charles Laughton and Charlie Ruggles. Red Gap, Washington. Back home at last. Effie, Egbert, and more than slightly bewildered Ruggles. There's a crowd at the station to meet them, of course, and Ruggles is given a varied welcome. From Effie's hale and hearty mother...
The name is Pettingill. Just call me Ma.
From Mr. Belknap Jackson, Effie's brother-in-law...
An English servant. Our trade is stingay.
And from a group of cowboys lounging nearby...
Pipe the dude in the striped pants! Yippee!
And afterward, riding home with Egbert and Ma.
Yeah, don't let them cowhands fuss you none now, Colonel. You're going to like it here all right.
I hope so, sir.
Sure you are. If Egbert likes you, that means you're going to be okay with Red Gap.
Thank you, madam.
And don't keep calling me madam. Everybody around these parts calls me Ma.
Yes, sir, Ma.
Everybody except the bellhop Jackson. He calls me Mater on account of he's married to my other daughter.
Yeah, after they struck oil on Ma's land, he comes all the way out from Boston to marry some of her money.
You ask me, I think he's a fish. Now, this here is our main street.
Your Piccadilly.
I ain't no such thing.
I was referring, madam, to a street in London.
Oh, sounded like you said I was pickled. outside of a small snort for breakfast and never touch a drop. To lunch.
Hi there, Ma!
Hi, Sam! Colonel, that there's the good old Silver Dollar Saloon.
Yes, madam.
Anytime you can't find Egbert, just try in there.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, Ma and me'll be there, all right. Hey, Ma, you better drop us here, huh?
Egbert, you ain't gonna start right out now,
oh,
ain't
it? Shucks, no, Ma, nothing like that. Sally Judson's having a barbecue. I just want to get Bill introduced around. Come on, Colonel, hop down.
Yes, sir.
After you. After you. Yes.
But, Mr. Floud, sir, this is a social function, sir. It would be highly improper for your valet to appear with you, sir.
Oh, now, shucks, who's going to tell him you're a valet? I'll just introduce you as Colonel. Colonel, what's your first name?
It isn't ever used, sir.
Oh, come on now. We're all friends here. What's your first name, Colonel?
Marmaduke.
Marmaduke? Marmaduke. Hey, you say the funniest things.
I beg your pardon, sir.
Marmaduke. Well, don't worry. I won't tell nobody. Now, you just spread yourself around and have yourself a little fun.
Yes, sir. The meat sauce on this sandwich is really excellent.
If you're calling me a good woman because you don't know my name, Miss Judson. Mrs. Denny, Mr. Judson.
I'm delighted to make your acquaintance. I'm sure.
Me too, so long as you like my meat sauce.
It's very good. It's very good indeed, in its own way.
What do you mean, in its own way?
Well, I was just thinking that perhaps a few drops of this and a little bit of that might transform it into something really superlative.
Oh, is that so? Just happens nobody else ever found fault with my meat sauce.
My dear lady, I wasn't finding fault.
I've been making it longer than I can remember.
But I was only suggesting a little spice, maybe a drop of wine vinegar.
Now, look,
might,
Colonel, you better stick to something you know, like leading a regiment.
Leading a regiment.
You kill folks your way, I'll kill them mine. Now, wouldn't you like to ask me to dance?
Oh, my word. You see, Mrs. Judson, I feel that one must adjust oneself. On the boat coming over, I did quite a bit of research about your large country.
You did?
Yes. And I confess myself amazed by the things that I've learned.
Oh.
Your George Washington, for example, impressed me no end. A topping chap, don't you think? For a rebel, of course.
Oh, Colonel. Oh, you're the funniest man.
I am.
Go ahead, say some more funny things.
Well, let me see, funny things. Marmaduke. I mean, that's my first name. Aren't you going to laugh?
Well, why? I think it's a very pretty name.
I wonder if I shall ever learn.
Ruggles. Oh, Ruggles.
Oh, dear, Mrs. Judson, I have some personal business. Would you please excuse me?
Oh, sure. Go ahead.
Thank you, Mrs. Judson.
Thank you.
Oh, Mr. Belknap Jackson, sir, I believe you called me.
You've been gone 2 hours. Mrs. Floud sent me to find you. What have you got to say, Ruggles?
Only that Mr. Egbert brought me here, sir, and told me to mix, sir. I am endeavoring to obey his instructions and mix.
Don't be impertinent. You will leave at once.
Not without Mr. Egbert's order, sir.
What?
I'm sorry, sir. Now, if you'll excuse me.
Why, you...
I regret very much that you it me, sir, because according to my personal code, I am compelled to it you back.
Oh! Why, you... I'm a gentleman, Ruggles. I won't make a scene. But you understand one thing. You are discharged.
Now, this is where I live, Colonel. You were very nice to bring me home.
No, I am not a nice person, Mrs. Judson. I should have never have lost my temper and hit him.
Why not? He hit you first. Anyway, that's your business, isn't it? The fight?
I'm afraid that I must correct an erroneous impression, Mrs. Judson. I have no connection whatever with the military. My father was a gentleman's gentleman, and his father before him. Until an hour ago, I was proudly carrying on the same tradition.
Right here in Red Gap?
Yes, Mrs. Judson. I was Mr. Floud's valet.
You mean you're just a plain, ordinary human being like anybody?
Yes, Mrs. Judson.
Why, Marmaduke, I think that's wonderful.
It could have been...
Now, don't you go moping because you lost your job. Why, there's lots of things you can do.
What?
Why, you could... Say, how about them spices? You know, a little of this and a little of that. You really know about them?
My former employer, the Earl of Bernstead, was most partial to my cooking.
Well, then that's it. You can open a restaurant. We ain't had one since that Chinese feller failed.
No, Mrs. Judson, that is not for me. I'm afraid that I shall have to return to his lordship.
But why? What for?
To be his servant. It's my simple duty. His lordship needs me.
You mean you'd leave all this just to keep a little Englishman buttoned up?
Please don't make it any harder for me, Mrs. Judson. I should prefer to jump in the river.
Oh, my goodness, all that talk of yours today about Washington and Lincoln and Daniel Boone. Oh, all right, if that's how you feel, go on and jump in the river. Jump in by the bend. It's deeper there.
Yeah, that Belknap Jackson, this sneaking coyote firing Bill behind my back. If I ever get him alone, I'm going to skin him alive, Ma.
Providing there's something left when Effie gets through with him. Maybe we could find the Colonel, Egbert. Maybe we could explain.
No, it ain't no use, Ma. I already looked everywhere.
Egbert. Oh, Egbert, excuse
Why,
me, please.
Sally Judson. What you doing in the Silver Dollar?
Well, I needed a little cooking, Sherry. Egbert, has he showed up?
No, he ain't. I ain't seen hiding a hair of him.
Well, have you tried the river? I'll never forgive myself for saying...
I beg your pardon. May I intrude?
Well, sir,
Marmaduke!
Where'd you come from?
Oh, you told me once, sir, if ever I wanted to find you.
Well, yeah, we're here. What's the matter with you, Bill? Where you been all night?
Well, I've had a terrible time, sir. A terrific fight.
How's the other fellow look?
There wasn't any other fellow, madam. I was fighting with myself.
Well, how'd you make out? You win?
Yes, sir. I won decisively.
Well, now that's great. Now let's all have a drink, and then we'll take you back to the house. Effie's been so mad at that Belknap Jackson.
Excuse me, sir, but I don't think I'll be going back to service with you.
You
what?
I mean, sir, that I have determined to strike out for myself, as Abraham Lincoln did.
Well, we already got a president, Bill.
I am not ambitious for public office, madam. But in this land of great opportunity, where all things are created equal, I should like to stand on my own two feet, a man among men.
Oh, Marmaduke.
Well, now, see, that's a great idea, Bill. You know, it's like Lincoln said that day at Gettysburg.
What did he say?
Huh? Hey, Sam! Yeah, what did Lincoln say at Gettysburg?
Hey, Jake, what did Lincoln say at Gettysburg?
That's me. Hey, Jeff, what did Lincoln say at Gettysburg?
How did I know? I wasn't there.
Yeah. What kind of a saloon is this where nobody knows the answer to a simple question like that? Ought to take a lot of them out and... What's the matter with you, Bill? What are you mumbling about?
67 years ago... our fathers brought forth on this continent a new nation conceived in liberty and dedicated to the proposition that all men are created equal. We are now engaged in a great civil war, testing whether that nation or any nation so conceived and so dedicated can long endure. We are now on a great battlefield of that war. We have come to dedicate a portion of that field as a final resting place for those who here gave their lives, that that nation might live. It is altogether fitting and proper that we should do this, but in a larger sense, we cannot dedicate, we cannot consecrate, we cannot hallow this ground. The brave men, living and dead, who struggled here, have consecrated it far beyond our poor power to add or detract. The world will little note nor long remember what we say here, but it can never forget what they did here. It is for us, the living, rather, to be dedicated here to the unfinished work which they who fought here have thus far so nobly advanced. it is rather for us to be here dedicated to the great task remaining before us, that from these honored dead we take increased devotion to that cause for which they gave the last full measure of devotion, that we here highly resolve that these dead shall not have died in vain, that this nation under God shall have a new birth of freedom, and that government of the people, by the people, and for the people, shall not perish from the earth.
Boy, howdy. That's mighty fancy language.
Line up, folks! The drinks are on the house!
Oh, Marmaduke, that was wonderful. Oh,
no. Yes, sir, that was terrific, Bill. You're sure enough going to be a solid citizen.
I'm sure I hope so, sir. It's my great ambition
to become a... I'd like to talk to you.
Well, what does he want?
Mr. Belknap Jackson, sir, by all means. If we may step into this private room.
Very well, come along.
Well, say, he's got his nerve if he tries any funny stuff with Bill.
Ow!
What's that? What's that? What's
that?
What's he doing? What's going on here?
You can't get away with this. I'll sue you for assault, for battery, for mayhem, for murder.
Now, my friends, shall we drink a toast?
Well, Bill, don't tell me you did that to him.
To quote the great father of our country, sir, I cannot tell a lie.
Oh, Marmaduke.
Oh, Mrs. Sutton.
Thank you, Charlie Ruggles and Charles Lawton, for your delightful performances with the Lady Esther Screen Guild players. The Motion Picture Relief Fund is grateful indeed for your appearances here. And now, before we tell you about it, here's a word from one of America's best-known beauty authorities, Lady Esther.
Have you been to a wedding recently? Remember the look of the bride as she walked down the aisle, head high, eyes shining, face so sure of herself? Well, it's exactly that same subtle radiance of a bride that my new shade of face powder gives your skin. Lady Esther Bridal Pink seems to give instant new life and vitality to your whole appearance. It gives color and tone to your skin, depth to your eyes, even a new richness to your lips. And it doesn't matter whether your hair is blonde, brunette, auburn, or brown. Lady Esther Bridal Pink is intensely flattering to almost every skin it touches. The texture of Lady Esther face powder adds glamour to your skin, too. It's so highly pulverized by a new patented method, an invisible film on your skin, a delicate, clinging film of beauty. The instant you apply Lady Esther face powder, tiny lines and blemishes vanish, completely covered. The texture of your skin looks smoother, looks much finer. Make this delightful transformation in your appearance tomorrow. First, apply Lady Esther four-purpose face cream. Wipe it off. Then apply Lady Esther bridal pink face powder. What a radiant new face you'll present to the world. Remember, Lady Esther four-purpose face cream and Lady Esther bridal pink face powder.
Next week, the Lady Esther Screen Guild players will bring you their annual Christmas treat, Walt Disney's immortal story, The Wonderful Adventures of Pinocchio. It will star Hanley Stafford as Daddy and Fanny Bryce as Baby Snooks. Be sure to listen. Ruggles of Red Gap was presented through the courtesy of Paramount Pictures, whose current release is The Lost Weekend, starring Ray Milland and Jane Wyman. Charlie Ruggles can soon be seen in the Warner Brothers picture, Stormy Point. Charles Lawton can soon be seen in the Universal production, Because of Him. This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.